This is Racing HQ with Dave Stanley on Sky Sports Radio.
Now it's time to chat with Kirsten Duke at the latest in internationals. And what a big weekend it is in Hong Kong, Kirsten.
Morning, Stano. Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, it's officially Champions Day this weekend in Hong Kong. It's one of the most highly anticipated sporting events in Hong Kong. So it showcases three amazing Group 1 races. You've got the Queen Elizabeth II Cup, the Champions Mile, and the Chairman's Sprint Prize. And it's a really cool event because you see not only the city's top horses come in race, but also they're going to be sizing up some overseas raiders. So absolutely one that you want to be tuning into. Now, I've had a look at every single one of the races. I don't know how much time you've got up our sleeve. Is there just the one or the two you want to talk about, or are we going all three?
I talk about as much as you want.
Oh, God, don't say that. I'll chew everyone's ears off. I'll start muting the radio. All right, well, let's start with the Queen Elizabeth II Cup. Look, the last 2 years, Romantic Warriors won this race. And this year, he's hoping to score the hat trick. He's an insanely talented gelding. We all know this. He's just one of five horses that have completed the Hong Kong Derby and QE2 Cup double in the same year. And he's just looking to already add to his impressive resume. Back in February, he blitzed the field in the Hong Kong Gold Cup. He overcame a really wide draw, settled on the pace. He stalked the leader, and he just extended away from the field so beautifully. This was, if the punters do remember, it was when he was alongside Voyage Bubble, who was super brave in defeat. But in the end, he was just no match for Romantic Warrior. So I think he's going to be super competitive at the weekend. Now, there's a horse who's running in this race that I think Aussies have become very fond of. He is a UK raider, and that is Dubai Honor. Obviously, the William Haggis-trained runner, who had a really great stint back in 2023 in the autumn here, and he could very well be up to the challenge of scoring more Group 1 glory overseas. He's already proven he's up to the mark of travelling overseas and taking out Group 1s, of course, when he took out the Ranvit and the Queen Elizabeth Stakes over here. And then he's shown punters recently he's still got form because he took out a listed event at Kempton in England at the beginning of the month. So as long as he's travelled over okay, he should be really competitive in the race. I think he'll be an interesting one to place. He's, of course, run over in Hong Kong previously where he placed third. That was off the back of a really tough autumn carnival, though. So maybe this time he's got a little bit more freshness in his legs. He might be able to go a couple of placings better. But a really interesting runner to place that one. Now, onto the Champions Mile. Attempting to win a record-extending fourth consecutive win in the Champions Mile on Sunday is Golden 60. So, yeah, fourth consecutive win, which every time I say that, it actually doesn't sound any less impressive. It just is insane. He's Hong Kong's champion horse, and he became the first to win the Champions Mile 3 years in a row. That was 21, 22, and 2023. And he put in a great effort in the Hong Kong Mile back in December. It's actually the gelding's only his second run back from a seven-month spell, and it's going to be his first race for 2024. Look, he may be, you know, Hong Kong's three-time horse of the year, but he has only raced once on a rain-affected track, and over the last week in Hong Kong, there have been some really persistent thunderstorms. So I'm interested to see if this could be the chink in his armour that his rivals have, like, desperately been searching for, because he seems completely untouchable. But could this rain be the undoing of him? I think that's going to be the question mark on everyone's lips. We know Sha Tin is a very well-draining track, but, you know, it's been very persistent weather. So whether or not that is going to be the undoing of him, it'll be interesting to see. If you did want to very much take this into account when looking at the Champions Mile on the weekend, then it makes sense to lean towards a runner who's incredibly versatile, and that brings me towards Brave Emperor. This runner's a really unique one. He's got racing experience in France, Germany, Sweden, Italy, Qatar, and as well, of course, England. That's where he's from. But I think what I've really enjoyed the most about following this gelding is his ability to adapt to new conditions. It feels like every single time he's given a race, he just steps up to the plate. He's incredibly consistent when you take into consideration all the tracks, distances, and weather conditions he's had to endure. And I think that makes him incredibly exciting looking into the weekend. And just to support that, I did have a look at some articles where his regular jockey, Luke Morris, was interviewed. And even he has commented on the fact that this runner has just gone from strength to strength and has made dramatic improvements since putting the blinkers on. So I think if there's a horse who deserves a shot at top level, then I think that this could be the runner, Brave Emperor. I think he could be really impressive. So third and final Group 1 event of Sunday Sharpton meeting. We're going to look at the Chairman Sprint Prize. This is a very exciting race. And I think to sum up how exciting it is, one of my favourite editions of this race was back in 2016 when Chautauqua took out this race. Like so many of his famous wins back on Aussie soil, he sort of rounded up the field, he soared late to the line, and it was truly just one of the most exciting thoroughbred races that I've seen. And I think that the word exciting just goes so hand in hand with this race. And that brings to mind a current star in Hong Kong, California Spangle, who is stepping back to the 1,400 metres previously, just saw this gelding improve out of sight when he won the Queen's Silver Jubilee Cup. It was so exciting. Brenton Abdullah was on board. He fist-pumped the air in classic Brenton Abdullah style. He then travelled to Dubai. Brenton went with him, and they obliterated the field in the Alcoa Sprint. So I think if Brenton can find an easy lead into this race, then California Spangle is going to be hard to beat. But there's definitely some other speed, and that coming from a Japanese competitor, Mad Cool, who I think could actually relish the dig in the track at Sharpton. He won a Group 1 at Chukyo 4 weeks ago, so he's shown he's in career best form. It's not his first rodeo in Hong Kong. He raced in the Hong Kong Sprint back in December. He finished 4.5 lengths behind Lucky Sway Nez. That seems like he's well beaten, but he did have a really tough run in the race. He settled midfield, and he was wide the entire time. So you do have to cut him some slack because he does prefer to race in a pattern where he is on the speed. So maybe he could track California Spangle's run into the race, and we could have a real spectacle on our hands this weekend. So, yeah, Stella, there's a few that you can definitely make a case for. I know I chewed your ear off for a couple of minutes there, but in summary, I will make sure that I pop all these bets up on Team Racing Passport on the Tab app.
I like it. I like it a lot. Looking forward to how it all unfolds when we get to racing there on Sunday. Have a great weekend, all right?
Legend, you too. Enjoy.